Okay, so Shvi Evrei, famously Kol HaBechor, concludes with the discussion of the Shalosh Regalim. What I want to try to do is to try to point out that there's a kind of asymmetry between the beginning of the parasha and the end of the parasha, in a little bit of a surprising way. I think it's an underdeveloped and sometimes underappreciated perspective, especially as it relates to the Korban Pesach. So the Torah tells us, Lo Suchal, Lizboach Es HaPasach, Ve'achad Sharecha, Sher Hashem Elokecha, No Sein Lach. Gemara B'sachem Dav Tzadi Aleph tells us that there's an Issa D'Araisa based on this Pasach, Lo Suchal, Lizboach Es HaPasach. Ve'achad Sharecha, Sher Hashem Elokecha, No Sein Lach. That is Zoveyach as a Pesach Bebamas Yachid is Loke. But that's an Isser Darais. And that needs to be stated because, generally speaking, the distinction between the Bamas Yachid and Bamas Tzibor, whether it's Gilgal or Nov or Givon, so Bishas Heter Habamos in general, is you could be Mechalik between a Karban Yachid and a Karban Tzibor. And amongst the Karbanos Yachid, certainly a Davarish Nidar V'Nidev. But when it comes to the Karban Pesach, right, this is now returning to the theme at the beginning of the parasha, which is the point that I wanted to try to highlight, right? Lo sasun kein la shem elokechem ki im el ha-makom asher yivchar Hashem mikol shivtichem lasum et shemo sham, shama taviu, eis kol asher anochi mitzavecha, right? Vavesem, vasa shama, vavesem shama, l'shichna v'sidrushu vasa shama. It was sort of a general mandate, but now we have what's clearly a din prati, a kind of a rule breaker when it comes to the Karban Pesach. That afilu b'shas heter abamos, right? The Karban Pesach stands out, right? Lo suchal lizboach v'sharecha. When it comes to the Karban Pesach, and this, of course, I think is a referendum on what the Karban Pesach represents. We've spoken about it many times. You know, the Karban Pesach is the idea of a yachid. Certainly, right? It's incumbent upon each and every individual. Kol kahal adas Yisrael. Echad anashim be'echad nashim, right? It defies the general rule of a mitzvah to say shazaman grama, but it's the mechanism through which the yachid identifies with the tzibur. After all, that we've mentioned so many times in this context, right? That the hava mina of a person as an intrinsic part of giyur, joining up with Klal Yisrael, would have to bring a Karban Pesach. Right, we're not really docha that lemaskana. Lemaskana, we say, yeah, of course he has to bring a Karban Pesach, probably as part of his giyur, his amei chami, but he should do it, you know, kager kaizrach, when everybody else does it. So the Karban Pesach is a better identification with the tzibur, hence, not so much as an onesh, but as a natural consequence, right? A person who bemazed, who's not tamei or b'derech rechoka lachem, you know, v'chadala sosa pesach v'nichrusa, right? It's just a natural consequence of being cut off from Klal Yisrael. So here we have a Korban Yachid hyphen Tzibur, insofar as it's about the Yachid's identification with the Tzibur. That's what the Korban Pesach was about from the very beginning, right? That was Mishchu Kichu, Mishchu Yidechim Abudazar, Vidab Kuba Mitzvos. It was the opportunity for Klal Yisrael to distinguish themselves from the pernicious and pervasive Abudazar of Mitzrayim, where they were Shtufim Be'avodazara, Goy Mikarev Goy. We've spoken about that Chizkuni many times as well. So in any event, the parsha concludes with this note, right, that where you bring a korban is a very significant thing in general, as we spoke about at the beginning of the parsha, Ki'im el ha-makom, l'shichno sidrishu, uvasa shama, vavesem shama. And yet when it comes to Karban Pesach, this is clearly a din prati. It defies the natural rules that you might have expected. Lo suchal lizboach es ha-pasach ve'achad sharecha asher Hashem elokecha no sein lach. The Parashas Re'eh concludes with this idea that the Karban Pesach, right, can only be brought in a place of the tzibur. It's about the yachid's need to identify with the tzibur. Hence, you know, to do it, you know, al gag ha-mizbeach in your backyard, right, defeats the entire theme and motif of the Karban Pesach, which is the identification with the tzibur. You know, and so therefore, min islands of Echas a Pesach v'vamas hayachid shubelo sase, and that it would be in Isser Malkos as well. So again, you know, we have this, I think, very fascinating return to the theme of the parsha, the theme of the parsha at the very beginning of Ki'im el hamakom lo sasun kein la shem elokeichem, right? The contrast with the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The Ovdei Avodah Zarah, right, al heharim haramim v'alakvos v'sachas koletz ra'anan, right, their orientation was that we're going to, you know, bring korbanos wherever we well please. You know, ish kol hayashar beinav As opposed to, as we talked about earlier this week, you know, V'asisa yasher v'atov be'enei Hashem Elokecha, that our goal is not to do whatever we well please, but rather to try to do what's good from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is something that we find so often in Divrei Chazal, that the Umos HaOlam, you know, each one had their own God, and each one had their own, place of worship, and, you know, Morasha Kilas Yaakov, that were, you know, part of one entity, you know, we're integrated and cohesive as a people, and therefore Lo Sasun Kein LaShem Elokeichem Ki Im El HaMakom. And in particular, as Parshas Rei concludes, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, the Shalosh Regalim, right? It's not just about everybody, you know, having the opportunity to personally show up, but the national dimension, what I would call the Mimad Le'umi, is a very strong one, and hence this is a perfect place for the Torah to backload a halacha lo sucha lizbavach hasapasach be'achad sharecha asher Hashem Elokecha nosein lach. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.